Meanwhile, it's time for our daily tech and business report. We're joined by Bloomberg space reporter Lauren Krush. So Elon Musk is reportedly in advanced talks to merge SpaceX and XAI. So Lauren, what brought this on?
Well, it did definitely hit a lot of us by surprise. But if you've been paying attention to what Elon has been talking about over the last few months, he's been very focused on this new project about putting data centers into space to do complex computing for AI. And so he's kind of been laying the groundwork for what this merger would entail, which is, you know, using his space company, SpaceX, in order to help benefit XAI and to help train these AI models.
So is it one propping up the other? And you kind of wonder, you know, how is this getting him towards his big, you know, Tesla payout?
Right. Yeah. I think it's unclear at the moment about, you know, who is propping up whom. I think the general consensus would be that SpaceX is kind of propping up XAI in this moment, just because when you look at his entire empire, SpaceX is arguably one of his most successful companies, whereas XAI, you know, has some financial issues coming with it. And, you know, there's still some kinks to be worked out in that business there. Whereas SpaceX is, you know, one of the the most prolific launch providers in the world and kind of the backbone of the U.S. government's space program. So definitely an interesting pairing when you think about it that way.
Well, talk about what those kinks could possibly be, because they're both his companies. They're both headed up by him. You know, in a lot of ways, he's like, well, why can't I just put them together?
Right. Well, I mean, I, the way I think about it is it's an interesting mishmash of product lines, if you really think about it. You know, obviously, XAI has become more about AI and Grok and that, but it's also microblogging and, you know, very different kind of business than what SpaceX began as. And then I know that, you know, I'm much more familiar with SpaceX, but with XAI, it comes with its own, you know, debt and issues there. So, and SpaceX has finally been making money recently on its Starlink venture, and its revenue has been growing on that front. So it'll be interesting to take on a company like this when SpaceX has been very strong and dominant in the industry.
Do you see the potential for mergers later on involving Tesla? Because didn't he say last week that he was going to stop producing some of the most popular Tesla models and start making like humanoid robots?
Well, I believe our reporting told us that the possible combinations, because we did report that they were considering a merger, or SpaceX was considering a merger with Tesla, but the options were either a Tesla merger or an XAI merger. So I'm not quite sure if, you know, there would be another consolidation down the road, but that plan was floated. So I guess, you know, when it comes to covering a Musk company, you always have to be on your toes. These things are constantly evolving every day.
I take it it even surprised you, the talk of this kind of merger.
Although— Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, well, and I think we're also kind of trying to wrap our heads around what this means for the future of SpaceX, right? The company was started, and the logline has always been the same. It's been to start a human settlement on Mars, right? And so all of the choices that they've made have been in service of that goal. I think the data center project and the focus on AI might confuse some folks who are so focused on Mars. It doesn't sound like they are taking their sights off of Mars, but I think maybe some are wondering how this quite fits in with that grand plan that has been started from the beginning.
Yeah, I wonder if they feel like there are resources that are going to be drained from their side in order to prop up another company.
Absolutely. I think one thing we can assume is that it just shows that these projects that Elon has in mind still need capital, and more capital than what his current companies are generating. And so that's why I think, you know, the IPO talk is still ongoing. I don't think that is out of the question still. So I think it just goes to show that this AI venture requires a lot of resources. And so Musk and his empire are looking for ways to find them.
Lauren, great to talk to you. Thanks for the reporting. That is Bloomberg space reporter Lauren Grush. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 here on KCBS. And for more, you can catch Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.